Vavasar Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Okay. Now, interesting side then here. Misha Haisa Derech Haram Overes Batoch Sadeo. So, just like the previous case, you've got a path, this Mr. A has a path running through his field, but here the idea is that what's going through is a Derech Haram, meaning a public thoroughfare. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that it's 16 amos across. It means that the public use this as their, you know, when you look at the parks and, you know, Parks Authority map, like, it's a little trail. You want to get from this side of town to that side of town, this part to that part of the area. The path walks through, goes through this guy's field. That's how it is. And people are allowed to and expected to and do go through that field. Now, so it's Overes Besoch Sadeo. That field passes, that pathway passes straight through the middle of Mr. A's field. So now Mr. A decides that that doesn't suit him so much, and therefore Nutla, he takes it over. He just, you know, expropriates that pathway for himself, for his own uses. But Nasan Lahem Minatzad, he gives him an alternate route just to the side of it. It doesn't matter, so to speak, who's a winner, who's a loser. It's irrelevant if it's a bigger path, if it's a straighter path, if it's a paved path, if it's, you know, less muddy. None of that matters. The point is, it just doesn't work. What the public have access to by using remains the public's, and there's no way a private man can take it over. That's the thing. So therefore, even Natla, if he takes it over, Nasan Lahem Minatzad, Masha Nasan Nasan. On the one hand, the new path he gave, once the public starts using it, they also take the public by using it to take it over. So once the public have used it, what he gave them, he gave them. Now they have access through that path also. That's called the straighter path, the paved path, whatever it is. Vishalo, Lohigiu. But the curvy path and the unpaved path, whatever it is, the old one that used to pass through, he didn't get. Whereas in other words, now it's like he's the worst of both worlds. He gave away another piece of his land, and he couldn't take the public's land for himself. It doesn't work. Okay? I should point out, if he's notified of this halacha and he says, oh, it didn't work, but if the public haven't begun to make use in earnest of the new path he proposed giving them, he could take it back again. It's not like Hektesh, where once you gave it, you can't take it back. The point is, once the public use it, they've taken possession of it, so now you can't get it back.
Status changes.
Right, exactly.
Status changes, so you can have it back. You
right.
Change it and switch it all. Yeah.
Right, it's something, it's neither dim, but it's more analogous to like Chazaka, where the public are now taken, they become the new owners by taking possession, by using it, as opposed to something like that. It's much more like squatting rights, if you will, much more analogous to that than it is like Hektish, where you like, don't think of like Tamura, where you like have a behemoth and then you'd maktish, you try to switch the kadosh to a different animal and say too late, now both are kadosh. The point is, it's not like magic and it's permanent and it's just by saying it did it. It's that what gave the second new path to the public is the public started using it. The public used the path just like they acquired the first and they acquired the second one. Which would mean, by the way, I should point out, that if you like the first case, you can say, how did that first path in the middle of the guy's field ever get there? All that had to happen was the public started using it as a shortcut and he didn't complain. That is enough. Once the public's using it, and everyone knows that's the pathway, and it made it on the maps, and everyone knows, you can say, listen, you can see, when I bought this plot 10 years ago, there was no path, here's the, you know, Google Maps, satellite photographs, I never gave any rights to the public, I'm taking my land back, cannot. Once the public will take it over, the public will take it over.
In Muncie, you see that all over the world, where they have, people make shortcuts to get his property to get the shoe. Sometimes the walk is just so long through the streets.
Right.
You go to someone's yard, you can cut out like 5-10 minutes out of the walk.
Right. But people can complain, obviously. They can lock their gates and not let.
Right. Generally, everyone's from the Muncie, so like
they understand.
One guy now who actually paved the way, so the strollers can go easier.
Oh, that's very nice.
I'm sure to avoid the problem, if you put a sign, let's be talking about New York, you know, where the city where they have the thing on the side door, it doesn't, if they're building, you know, they haven't built up the.
Yeah, they're, exactly.
You can put there, this is my land, but you all have this land. So they don't lose it closely. I mean, they work on this for years.
Right. Okay.
Previous mission, by the way.
Are we finished with this thought? Then we'll go back to previous mission. One second. I don't think we are. We can define these things, then we'll go back to previous Mishnah. Derech Yachid. When we talk about Derech Yachid, what does that mean? You still have lots of applications. For example, it could be that I sell you a field and I say I want to retain a Derech Yachid for myself or whatever. I sell you a building Derech Yachid, all the above. Point is, Derech Yachid, the standard Derech Yachid, the private path, is Arba Amos. It's 4 Amos across. It's called 6 feet across, whatever, 2 meters across, something like that. Derech HaRabim, the standard public route, is 16 almost across. Derech HaMelech Eilem Eilashior. If the king wants to decide that this is the way his entourage is going to walk, they can make as wide a path as they want, and they can knock down any obstruction in the way. They can take down your walls and your fences. The king decided this is the new path, and the king has the right to expropriate and make a new king's highway right through your backyard, knocking down your fence on the way. I told you that's exactly what happened. I told you in the old city there in Jerusalem, for when Kaiser Wilhelm came, you know, the cars drive through in the Jaffa Gate. King's coming, the Kaiser's coming. Break the walls open for me. V'derech HaKever Ein La Shiur. Now, same goes for if there's an entourage following someone for burial. So, they can take up as wide a route as they want to, but unlike the king, they cannot break down fences. They can't damage fences, but they can walk through as wide as they need to walk to get to bury the person. Now, Hama'amad, the amount of area that people are going to stand in when they stop. During the funeral process, they stop 7 times in the middle of the procedure. It's a machlokas if it's before the burial, after the burial, but the point is they stop 7 times, and those when they stop, the masses are going to gather and they're going to take up space. So therefore, when they stop the ma'amad, so Dina Sipuri Amru, the Sipuri judges, you know, Sepphoris, made a psak, it's base arba'as kabin. They can take up a space of 4 kav of area. If you remember, 6 kabin is a saw, right, that we said already once, and lots of times actually, and the base saw is 2500 square almost, 50 by 50 almost. So if it's 4 to 6, it's 4 to 6 to 2500 square almost. You're looking at, however that works out to be, you're working at like a, what, I think 1666? Does that sound right? 1666 square almost, like say 50 by 33 almost. Okay, the point is 2/3 of a base saw. That's how much space they can take. Okay.